so that Jews can come. He's such a shill. And then the same thing, Jack Posobiec. People call Jack Posobiec a Russian agent. And I go, he's a Zionist agent. He's proud of it. And then he retweeted that and goes, yes, I love Zionist Organization of America. And they don't even – it's no secret anymore. They're so out and proud with the loyalty to a foreign nation that has so much power over – like, all of the Trump supporters and all the Trump MAGA media is all so Zionist, such loyalty to Zionism, and you can't have two masters.
That's right. Hey, what I recommend is you do is you just play this. It's only a very short, like,
I won't interrupt.
Minute. Yeah, a minute clip. It's great.
Hey, what's going on, my friend? Long time listener. Welcome. What's going on, dude? It's funny. Going back and with all this stuff, I'm going back in time to listen. It's like they've hated Trump. When you really think about the very beginning when he was talking about Arabs celebrating at 9/11, but it wasn't Arabs. It was live dancing Israelis arrested on 9/11 celebrating and videotaping.
What? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you lie like I played a French horn.
Yeah, stuttering prick.
Muslims celebrate? I don't think that was...
Whoa. That person has really gotten him or herself into quite a predicament.
What else? Washington, D.C., how you doing?
You know what? Mafungu, I don't know why I bought
it. No one.
So then we Good roll, then after that, we roll James Corbett's presentation on the dancing Israelis. Mm-hmm. I didn't even say anything but to just promote the website in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And Corbett's is all over YouTube.
Oh, and this dancing Israeli stuff has been all over YouTube for years.
Yeah, yeah. So they have no argument. They have no argument whatsoever, period, at all. They have none.
They know what they're doing. They know that this is so intentional. They're just straight state silencing and suppressing us.
I get a kick out of it now.
It shows that, like, we're a threat and we're having an effect and we're a concern to them.
Yeah, that's why I get a kick out of it. I mean, what are you going to do, man? I'm not going to let it get me all upset anymore. You know, I'm just going to just keep it up. Keep up the fight. And I've already had a couple people, including Brian, say, you know, you don't sweat it. We'll all stick together. If you go down, we'll rebuild it back up again. And so it's all good, man. It's all good. I have a couple other really good, strong people out there. And you have me and a couple other strong people out there. We just need to network. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely need to get together and watch out for one another. So I got a little more news I want to get to before we wrap it up. Okay, here we go. Here, I found it. Here's the first thing. You can see my screen, right? Right, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's kind of small, but I can see it.
Okay, cool. So this is the first thing I wanted to show. This is, I just thought was so hilarious. Washington Post, this was a big story. Everybody covered it. It's like, oh
yeah.
Big surprise. The new leftist, who is just like, it's so much attention in the media. This new congresswoman, senator, Ocasio-Cortez, reveals that she's actually Jewish. Funny that she reveals that after she's elected.
Yeah, for the first time. Yep.
Yeah, reveals it. Jewish ancestry at Hanukkah celebration. And this is Washington Post putting this. This is the photo they chose. And there's no way that this is an accident, that they got the stereotypical hand sanitizer,
I know, right?
Hand rubbing.
Rubbing the hand.
This is Washington Post.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Isn't that
crazy,
something?
Man. Crazy. Crazy.
And then here's another thing I wanted to share. Oh, I hope this will play. We'll see if this plays. If not, I have it saved. But, you know, I've always heard one of my friends, HT always says that all of the isms, these are all, you know, Bolshevism, communism, socialism, feminism, these are all isms, but there really is something behind it. And one of the top apologists, promoters of Zionism, Jews. Christian Zionism, Prager, says the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
have
you seen this one?
Yeah, I've seen him, and I, you know, I've been having people ask me to do a video on Prager, but I mean, if I'm going to get limited stated over that little tiny Mike Cernovich clip, I mean, for Pete's sake.
It makes you scared to post anything. It's a chilling effect to send a message and say, shut it down. You guys can't do this here. It's,
yeah,
I mean, that's sad. The Mike Cernovich, we just scrolled through the whole thing. It was dancing Israelis, like, which is all news clips. Like, it's going to get to a point where they're just saying we're banning all conspiracy theories, all anti-Semitism. We are not far from there at all. Where that's, I mean, that's essentially where we're already at.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think that court is the only way to go with this at this point.
Yeah, but suing Google. You really think there's a chance that that's going to happen?
Yep. My father was a judge and a lawyer, brother. I have a different look on the court than most people do.
And there's like a jury nullification too. So even if, you know, I was reading recently though about how such a high percentage of lawyers are Masons and like so many judges are Masons that there really is such control through the law system. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, let's watch this clip and then comment.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Why are Jews on the left is a very, very complex question, and I could devote the hour to it, but I won't. So here in a nutshell, when Jews left Judaism, they stayed religious, but the religion that they affirmed tended to be any form of leftism rather than Judaism. This is not a condemnation. This is not an insult. It's a description. Jews have been taught by Judaism to make a better world. That is the message of the.
How about that? Jews are here to make a better world. I was just watching some stuff about the Third Temple, the Sanhedrin rabbis that are talking about the Third Temple. They're trying to say, oh, Arabs are coming to us and saying they want to help because the temple is going to be for the whole world, and they want to have Noahide laws for the whole world, and we're going to be their slaves, and everybody that doesn't go along with this new world religion ran from Jerusalem. Anybody that doesn't go along with it is going to get, you know, killed, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Yeah, well, that's about the mindset. It's just amazing, dude. It's just amazing.
But of course they're doing it under the guise of, oh, we're going to make a better world.
Yeah, better world.
Think of that, like thinking that you're so special that you're here just to make the whole world a better place. Like that's your entitlement, your destiny. No, it's intrinsically, even though it seems like altruistic, it's intrinsically supremacist to think that like you're better and you're the white knight and you're going to save the world with your religion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, like, look at this. Oh my God, I can't believe that you can take something like what were they saying was so offensive? I wonder if Mike Cernovich had anything to do with that.
I'm wondering who's censoring all of mine, because they took, you know, I got six videos limited stated, and then one was taken down with a strike, and that was exposing Glenn Beck. Another one that got taken down was Joe Biggs and Outlaw Morgan, and then the worst one they took down was the Christopher Bolin video that had 120,000 views just of his presentation. That the same info is all over the internet. But they decided to pull that down, even though the ratio of thumbs up to thumbs down on all of these videos is way more support and thumbs up. Yet it doesn't matter. They get pulled anyway because of a few people, probably trusted flaggers, ADL. It's probably not even the Reddit brigades that are doing this.
Yep.
It's the ADL straight shutting it down. I criticize them, so why would I expect them to just leave it up? And you know, they're not going to allow people on their platform where they have control to expose them like we're doing.
Yep. And if you look at the video that just got placed in a limited state here, I'm looking at the stats to it.
Mm-hmm.
1,389 views before it was placed in a limited state.
Mm-hmm.
Likes, 97.8% positive.
Yeah. But it gets how pulled.
Because of the 3% and their whole narrative is, okay, they don't control the media. They don't control the internet. They don't control the world. Yet 3% of people that didn't like that video can shut it down. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to put us out of business. They know that social media is like monopolies, and they're all, it's a cartel. They're all working together. They're going to just unperson you and kick you off of everything if you're not allowed in the virtual world and to get into the matrix and to spread information. You're like excommunicated from modern public discourse.
Yep. And is there any appeal that you can do on a limited state?
Yeah, you can appeal all the limited states, I believe.
I'm not getting any option in my
really?
In my studio. It's not even saying mm-hmm. that it's limited.
They're really seeing how far they can push all this stuff, man. I almost hope that they just kick everybody off so we can just have our own, you know, French situation, because that's what it's going to come to if they keep pushing it. They're trying to do it slow, so incrementally and slow that, like, they can do it gradually that nobody really resists together.
I don't know. Why don't we just – I don't understand why the people, especially the people in the audience listening right now, I don't understand why – I mean, I use YouTube only because it's a good interface. But why we're not gravitating towards BitChute at this point? It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I spend more time on BitChute than I do on YouTube because of this, and it's just hard getting people to go over there and stay over there. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Yeah, YouTube is just, we're all used to YouTube. YouTube has the most advanced technology. That's where everybody's at. But we're not able to compete. I showed this in my video yesterday, but I want to show it again. And it's Luke Radowski just showing that he can go to Paris and get like 160,000 views, 200,000 views. But you could even go on YouTube and search "We Are Change Yellow Vests" and he doesn't show up in the top results, even though his videos have way more views than New York Times, Time, Wall Street Journal. It doesn't matter. They're putting all mainstream media at the top and they're burying us in the search results. They admit it. They say that they're burying conspiracy theorists. And Google has the ability to manipulate search results, manipulate elections, public discourse. It's sickening the power that they have and the control. Everybody needs to boycott Skynet.
Yeah, right? Oh, man, I tell you what. You know what's a kind of a bummer about this to me? I mean, aside from the document video that I just put out, which came as a lot of work, right now, this was the first video I put out since I just had this huge sub jump mm-hmm. That Brian kind of helped me with. And it had 1,389 views inside of like what, 2 hours or whatever. It's almost like if your views aren't really going anywhere, they'll kind of let it stay there. But as soon as you do something where your view count starts rising quickly, they realize. I don't know. They mm-hmm. come from where is it? They come from like that ex-Mossad agent said that he referred to people that opposed Israel, opposed Zionism, as cockroaches because they make noise and they won't go away. He's talking about people like us, man. Mm-hmm. They call us cockroaches, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. But you know, we live in America. Hello, 14th Amendment, equal protection. Hello. So I think we start needing to use, like, you know, for lack of a better term, you know, Saul Alinsky had this idea, you take the laws and you use it against them. Well, I don't agree with the same, you know, with his tactics of what he was going against, but we need to take these laws and we need to start jamming it up their tailpipe before, you know, mm-hmm. once the Iron Curtain closes on America, it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah. All right, here, let's finish the rest of this Prager video. And then I got a couple more news things I want to hit and we'll wrap it up a little after
okay.
an hour.
Okay.
Profits. And if they weren't going to do it through monotheism, which is how we're supposed to do it, ethical monotheism, teach the world that God is the source of ethics and demands ethical behavior. They did it through secular ideologies. They rejected traditional religiosity, and so they accepted a new religiosity which was secular. Many people have described Marxism as secular messianism. Here's a disturbing statistic, though, and it is in my book.
Hear that? Marxism is secular Judaism? Is that what he said?
Yes, he did.
Marxism is secular Judaism.
Yeah, and they can say that, but we can't.
Right. Yeah, that's it's hate speech if we say it. But Prager, you know, number one lover of Israel. Send Israel. We should send Israel more money. That's the video that Prager put out this week. $38 billion isn't enough.
It's not. I didn't come up with this. A professor, I believe, at Brandeis University did. The most pro-communist press in the 1930s outside of the Soviet Union or inside the United States was the Yiddish press.
Hear that one?
Yeah.
The most communist was the inside the United States was the Yiddish press.
Yeah, it's well known. You know, now we know who else knew.
Mm-hmm.
Can't deny it. Truman knew. Mm-hmm. Everybody, they knew. His whole cabinet knew.
I always think back in the debate I had with Owen Schroer when he goes, "The Jews aren't communist, man. You want to be with the communist Chi-Coms, or you want to be with the Zionists who want us to be rich?" That's literally what he said.
You know, really, you want to dig down some rabbit holes? Look who brought communism to China. That's all mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say, because God forbid we give too much truth in one video.
Right.
Jews. Jews took a new religion as a substitute for Judaism. And that was, you name it, feminism, environmentalism, Marxism, socialism. And
there you go. Jews are behind all of those. Feminism, Marxism, environmentalism, socialism. Right.
So says a Jewish Trotskyite.
Mm-hmm. And then I got the video of the rabbi recently who admitted that, white Europeans are scared about their culture being erased, and they have every right to be because they're right. And there's Jewish groups that are behind this. He admits all of it.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to put that up on my channel, and I thought, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me let that stay up for a little while just to make sure I won't get that one killed too.
Yeah, it's at towards the end of my latest God's Chosen People documentary, which I tried to premiere earlier this week, and it got limited stated, flagged by the YouTube community before anybody had seen it. It was
I saw that. I just couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. That's them just a bald-faced lying.
Yep.
That's all they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
For some, even communism. But Jews love isms. Jews are to isms what Italians are to operas.
Jews love isms.
They create new movements, and everyone will make this great world. And instead of using the religion that came with being Jewish. And it's a very sad development to me.
Still the Best Hope, published by HarperCollins. Nancy is...
Still the Best Hope. So he disagrees with all the isms except Judaism because he wants the temple to be rebuilt.
Oh, no. Not only that, but Zionism.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. You can't say to me, Dennis Prager, you can't say that it's a sad development to see all of this happening and blah, 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 blah. But I still support the Zionist state as they have, you know, one of the biggest gay pride festivals in the middle of Tel Aviv, and they spread it to, I don't even know where to go with all that. I don't want to get you in too much trouble with this video, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, we're already on No More News 2. Maybe I'll be on 15 or 16 soon.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to have to start doing that, too.
Yeah. So had you seen that that Prager clip before?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay,
I watch Prager regularly. I just – I've been – just because of what happened here with Cernovich,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that was so innocuous. Right. It's mm-hmm. using information that's been out there forever mm-hmm. and just kind of poking fun at his reaction. What is the big deal? What is the big deal? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
OK, so here's another bit of the news that we got that I wanted to hit. And that's Ann Coulter. Jews hate white men like rest of Democratic base. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I know how she feels. Every once in a while, she pushes it to the absolute limit that she can and still stay in the public eye. I think I know exactly how she feels. She knows the truth.
Yeah, she tweeted when Mark Lamont from CNN got fired for speaking up for Palestine. She tweeted like something about, oh, that'll help the rumors that the Jews control the media.
Right. And it's exactly right. What they're doing with us, it just proves, look, if what we were saying was just so was so crazy, then why even bother? I mean, let mm-hmm. our words speak for themselves, which, by the way, are their words. That's usually what you show. It's mm-hmm. what I show. that the whole thing with Cernovich and everything in that Corbett presentation on the Dancing Israelis that I, by the way, pulled from YouTube.
It's from like ABC News.
Right. It's from ABC News and it's from minutes. FBI reports. It's mm-hmm. from the police, from police reports. Mm-hmm. Nothing that he said could be misconstrued. And we can all come to at that point, yeah, your lens, you may come to conclusions from that, but it's still a factual-based reporting. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention, since we're on the backup account tonight, we're not able to take any super chats, so I'm missing out on your guys' questions and your comments. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to take out our financial support. It's economic warfare. They know if they can put us out of business that this type of content will gradually go away. So
economic terrorism and the interruption of interstate commerce.
Mm-hmm. So I already got some good support after the censorship I had yesterday. I just put the PayPal in. Every little bit helps, guys. This is not a lucrative thing to speak the truth against these criminals.
Nope.
Okay, next article. Palestinians to protest Friday after Jews sacrifice lambs near the Temple Mount. So they did this altar sacrifice the other day, and they're mm-hmm. just the Third Temple stuff is moving along. I saw a documentary today by Leeds, Marty Leeds. It's called "We Need to Talk About the You Know Who's the Blanks." And there was a clip in it that I had never seen that I should have been using in all my videos. It shows some Chabad Lubavitch kids in a classroom, and they go, when is the temple going to be built? And they go, very soon, in a few years. And they go, and where's it got to be built? And they go, where Al-Aqsa is. And then they go, like, what do you do? What do you feel when you see an Arab? And they go, like, I hate them. I want to kill them. It's just awful stuff.
Yeah,
and
man, ideological subversion, bro.
Yeah, and stuff like that, YouTube, just like, it, you know, the artificial intelligence picks it up, and you're not allowed to, it gets censored everywhere.
Yep.
Okay, we mentioned a second ago the rabbi who's talking about immigration and how Europeans have every right to be mad at. You've seen this one too, right?
Yep, that's the one I was. That's the one I thought you were talking.
I got a couple excerpts from it. You want to play it and comment a little bit since we brought it up?
Sure.
And then we'll wrap it up. Yeah, we're just 103.
The belief of people of European stock that their nations, their countries, and their cultures, their civilizations are essentially on the chopping block. That their way of life, their values, the societal norms and systems to which they are used and to which under which they wish to live, and that they wish to hand down to their children and grandchildren, they believe, and I would agree with them, they believe that their way of life, their identity as people of European stock and people of European descent, and therefore the inheritors of European Western civilization and society, they believe all this is in peril. And this has also been the case in North America for many years now. In Europe in particular, this has accelerated and become a truly enormous crisis for those who wish to see European nations remain exactly what they are, European nations. That is to say, the homelands and the society.
He really takes forever to get to the point. He just keeps beating the dead horse. We get it. Our culture is being erased. There's white genocide going on, and he's saying we're right about it.
Societies.
Yep. Here, he gets to the juicy part here about saying who's behind it.
Mm-hmm. For European peoples who wish to remain European, who identify as European, who wish to maintain their cultural heritage, etc., they feel threatened. And again, I reiterate, they are correct to feel so. They are absolutely 100% correct, in my view. People of European background are looking for those who are responsible, wish to blame, find the people they can blame, and attack for what has been going on. over, in some cases, for decades, in other cases, more particularly, over the last few years. And it is true, unfortunately, and I think this needs to be frankly admitted by Jews all over the world, that there are, without doubt, Jews involved in those movements and those organizations, very often NGOs, etc., who promote this phenomenon of third world immigration into the Western countries.
Well, we are part of Jews.
Okay, there it is. So Prager says it. They're behind all the isms. This rabbi says they're behind all of the cultural isms that support world government and open borders and cultural Marxism, mm-hmm. and white genocide, you know, the breaking down of other cultures.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, here's the thing. While that rabbi that's sitting there that's talking may not be for that, mm-hmm. People that are speaking out saying that there are Jews that are heavily strong behind it, it's all true. It's facts. They've admitted it themselves. I mean, it's, and they're not the only ones. By the way, I don't want to make it sound, you know, I came across with this the immigration thing going on in the southern border, that there are also leftist Catholic groups that are behind this as well, mm-hmm. And some other groups too. But we know what we're talking about here, and I don't want to just point Hyas out without pointing out some of these Catholic groups. It was one of my Catholic friends that sent me information on some of their groups that are doing the same thing. But really, they're intertwined. They're really intertwined. So anyway, yep. That whole Temple Mount thing, too, I want to make one more comment to mm-hmm. that, which I really don't think is the temple. I think it's Roman Fort Antonia. What if the Catholic Church wanted to storm back in and take their fort back? I mean, it's insane, man. It's crazy. Everybody's got their place there. Everybody should leave each other alone. It just seems like they just want to provoke to the point where they're just nothing going to come of it but bloodshed. It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, that's almost part of the end times prophecy. Major war, mass death, and then false peace. You know, the end times prophecies aren't yeah. pretty.
Yeah, well, consider the source.
The other day when I had six videos limited stated, one of them was the mass migration agenda. And that's another video that I'm not even in. It's nothing but HIAS and screenshots of tweets from the ADL down at the border and mainstream media articles. It's all their own stuff. I compile it, put it out, and they get censored. You can go find it still. They're still up. You just have to click through. And this whole thing where they're trying to stop us from being able to communicate, cutting off the free flow of information, just telling me, like, I don't have the right to put up a video and have people comment on it. Like, they're just saying, you don't have the right. We're a monopoly. This is the only place you can get any views. It's where everybody's at. And they're just cutting that off. It's
crazy, man. Crazy.
And really, we're lucky that we even have a channel. You lost a channel. Many people have lost channels. Many of my favorite channels have been taken down in the last month. It was only a matter of time before it came for me, too. And this morning, I just as usual, woke up, checked my email first thing, paranoid that I got two more strikes and it's just gone. And I'll appeal. They'll say no and won't be able to talk to anybody. And that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's got to stop.
So that's why I'm doing the website. I'll get the website up soon and have everything backed up. Videos are all over the place already. Supporters have been uploading it to like archive, and there's a nomore.news that has the videos up. But it'll be better. Super chats, giving money to Google with super chats is a trick. We shouldn't be giving them any more money.
Yeah, what about Streamlabs? I was being told about to try that out.
I was looking into that today. Yeah, that's another way that you can donate. I guess it's similar to OBS, just a different OBS, but yeah. Anyway, let's wrap this up, Tom.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on, Tom. Everybody go sub over there. It's at RTR Truth Media.
Yeah, or rtrtruthmedia.com. And I would appreciate, now that you had asked, if you guys do like the work that you see over on rtrtruthmedia.com, smash that PayPal button, because they have demonetized us. Mm-hmm. They have, and PayPal still working tentatively, but I'm not expecting it to work much longer. Mm-hmm. And, dude, I work my butt off. I really work my butt off with producing content and articles and research, and I don't ask for much. I really don't. I'm
oh,
not
look
in this
at you, up
money.
To 6,000 subs. That was pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like yeah. I got like 3,000 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, guys. Well, everybody, thanks for watching over here. 417 watching. Like on a normal night, I usually get between like 800 to 1,000. So we're halfway yeah. there on the first stream on the new channel. So that feels good. Thanks, everybody, for making your way over here to No More News 2. I'm going to copy this and put it up on No More News 1, 2. Everybody, make sure to subscribe here. Subscribe to BitChute. And if you like this content and want to see more of it, you know how to support in the description below. So I'm Adam Green with No More News with Tom at RTR Truth Media. Thanks for watching, everyone. Have a good night.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All righty then, folks, how are you? This is Tom Lacovara-Stewart. Resurrect the Republic, otherwise known as RTR Truth Media, rtrtruthmedia.com. Woo, man, I've been working since early this morning again, poring over these documents at the CIA reading room that I really can't believe that this isn't like a major story. What I found in these documents is just absolutely mind-blowing. For those of you tuning in tomorrow, I believe that I will be on No More News with Adam Green live streaming. And this coming week, I'm going to be a guest on Red Ice TV with Henrik and Lana. We're going to be talking about these things. I've also, you know, shared this information with Brian from High Impact Flicks and with Jake Morfonio. So hopefully we can show people exactly what, you know, what many of us have been saying for a long time. And that is that the state of Israel and the United States getting involved with the state of Israel way back was based on a lot of disinformation and out and out lies, really. I mean, there were agendas behind it that were seriously disturbing, to say the least. And the communist infiltration is just insane. We just published an article on rtrtruthmedia.com. If you folks want to go and peruse that a little bit, it's CIA Declassified Presidential Summary. This is the precursor to a much deeper, much more in-depth article on the people that were kind of gravitating around Harry Truman and, anyway, so we have I took the images of the most damaging documents I found yet and published them in this, basically this pre-article with all the images in there so that we can check them out together. So I'd also, like you to go to the rtrtruthmedia.com. There's a t-shirt store on there now with all of the most politically incorrect t-shirts you could possibly imagine. It's the High Impact Flicks t-shirt store, but if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com and you hit that button, that'll support RTR Truth Media. Also, smash that PayPal button. Been working day and night doing this stuff, and we have to start, you know, paying bills and stuff, so there's that. Anyway, so we're going to get a little bit into the background of of what I found and a little bit of meat and potatoes as to some of the people and some of the things that were going on. Like the first Israeli ambassador, James Grover McDonald, that's an interesting character. And I'm going to have Mike bring that clip up, and I might stop it. I might have to stop it a few times, because once you understand, once you take a look at these documents that we have, well, then everything that these folks start to say doesn't compute anymore. All right. Because it just tears it apart. So if any of you guys get a chance to, if you're sitting at a computer or you're using a smart device, go to rtrtruthmedia.com and pull up our latest or our last article that we published. You'll see it right at the top. It's called CIA Declassified Presidential Summary Reports, 1946 and 1948, released November 2018. This is why this is so important. This was just released. This is just declassified through FOIA requests. Okay? So these are the findings of my research in the CIA reading room. What we were told about Israel and U.S. recognition support can now be seen through the eyes of what President Truman knew. Because that's really the most important thing is, you know, we were sold a bill of goods. He was backing the refugee Jewish community that was displaced. And, well, what we find out when we pull up image number one in this, very simply, it says Jewish immigrants reportedly, this is, keep in mind, this is from the CIA directly, Palestine, Jewish immigrants, reportedly communist terrorists, U.S. military attaché Ankara transmits, redacted, a report that 80% of the Jewish emigrants currently being shipped to Palestine from Soviet Union, Soviet-controlled Black Sea ports, are communist Jews trained as terrorists and guerrillas. Well, this is what really bothers me. This was sitting in front of the president. At one point in time, before he recognized Israel as a state and started sending tons of more money over there than we already had, he had all this information. Let that sink in for a minute. We were at the time fighting world communism and moving into a Cold War. Really think about that. Let that percolate. Woo. When I saw this, and like, you know, I thought, well, was he duped? No, he wasn't duped. He had the information. It was right in front of him. Anyway. Okay, so these terrorists and guerrillas. Let's get into a little bit of that because, excuse me, the next, one of the next images that I published on the site, the document from the CIA, communist-funded paid mercenaries to join the Irgun in Palestine. Source, this was 1948, too. I believe it was in February. Just declassified. So the Palestinian Arabs basically says that the Palestinian Arabs were pretty upset because of all of these communists. Now, it also says in here that this individual adds that according to another source, recruits may choose similar service in Palestine as to the Hungarian army with the Irgun Zavai Luemi, what's the Irgun, and that a total bonus of 30,000 forints is paid to each volunteer. So these are paid mercenaries. They volunteer to be a mercenary, but they're paid mercenaries, and they're coming as immigrants. Now you see why things got so bloody? So let's look at the Irgun. I know a lot of people know who the Irgun is, but and I wanted to take this source from a mainstream source, and then I dissected it, and I have some comments to that too. Okay, so Irgun Zavai Luemi is basically, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, a Jewish right-wing underground movement. Now, this is something that I see frequently in Israeli politics. There's the right-wing Likud, and there's the left-wing. Look, they're all leftists. They just happen to be right and left-sided of their own left. It's
like the neocon Trotskyites. They're Trotskyites. Big government, big social programs, big military, big redistribution to foreign nations. That's not conservatism. It certainly is not traditional conservatism. So when I say the terms right wing, this needs to be taken with a grain of salt, because what's reported as right wing is only the right wing of the communists. This is mentally just destroyed people here. American conservatives have been supporting what they think is right wing, and they've been Bolsheviks. That's all they are, Bolshevik terrorists. So anyway, the Irgun, this Jewish underground movement in Palestine, founded in 1931, at first supported many non-socialist Zionist parties. That didn't last long, since Israel required massive redistribution of American wealth and was founded on Bolshevik communism. So this Irgun, in opposition to the Haganah, became in 1936 an instrument for the Revisionist Party, an extreme nationalist group that has seceded from the World Zionist Organization, whose policies called for the use of force, if necessary, to establish a Jewish state on both sides of the Jordan. That's exactly what they did. They used a whole lot of force, and they stole. Now, you're going to love where this goes next. In the Encyclopedia Britannica, it says, Irgun committed acts of terrorism and assassination against the British, whom it regarded as illegal occupiers. You get that? Which is really kind of laughable, as, you know, these immigrants were coming in and stealing the land from other people and occupying it. That's so funny to me. It's funny, but it's not, but it's funny. Anyway, and the Irgun was also violently anti-Arab, of course. Irgun participated in the organization of illegal immigration into Palestine. Illegal immigration, and the Palestinians didn't have a right to protect their southern border, or any other border. Anyway, Irgun participated in the organization of illegal immigration into Palestine after the publication of the British White Paper of Palestine, which severely limited immigration. Irgun's violent activities led to the execution of many of its members by the British. They were committing crimes and blowing people up and hurting them. Then they would get caught and they would get executed. Well, then, in retaliation for the retaliation for their crimes, Irgun started executing British Army hostages, unarmed hostages. This is the mentality of these folks. So just to give you an idea. So on July 22nd, 1946, a false flag attack to blame the Arabs and incite hatred blew up a wing of the King David Hotel. And we all know about that, the Levant affair, killing 91 soldiers and civilians, a British Arab and just a few Jews. On April 9th, 1947, a group of Irgun commandos raided the Arab village of Desir Yassin, and killing about 100 of its inhabitants. Now, of course, we also know that the King David Hotel, it's also known as the Levant Affair, Operation Susanna. So after the creation of Israel in 1948, Irgun's last units disbanded, took the oath of loyalty to Israeli Defense Forces on September 1st, 1948. So this is basically a terrorist organization, and according to the CIA documents that I uncovered, they're referring to these people very specifically as Soviet Jewish communists. Now, again, in the Soviet Union, anti-Semitism was a death penalty. Think about this for a minute. You're seriously not in any danger in a place where if anybody is discriminatory against you, they get put to death. Not only that, these folks can't leave without the state permission. So every one of these immigrants that came from Russia came with the state-sponsored permission for them to come. In other words, it was an agenda. And Truman knew it. He knew it. He understood it. He had the documents in front of him, so he knew. Now, there is we're going to get to this tonight, because I want you to hear, knowing that what we know of these documents, I want you to hear his little speech he gave from the White House, from the Oval Office, telling the American people why he backed Israel. I want you. I definitely want you to hear that. I believe that's on C-SPAN. I'll have to look that up during the break. But anyway, I want to start off with before we go any further into the documents. I want to start off with that clip. Can you roll that clip? This is now. Let me give you the background real quick. This clip that you're about to hear is the ambassador to Israel. Okay, and this is he's going to make a present. He's the first ambassador to the state of Israel that there was. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Time for the Longine Chronoscope, a television journal of the important issues of the hour, brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. A presentation of the Longine Whitnor Watch Company, maker of Longine, the world's most honored watch, and Whitnor, distinguished companion to the world-honored Longine.
Good evening. This is David Ross. May I introduce our co-editors for this edition of the Longine Chronoscope, Mr. William Bradford Huey, editor of the American Mercury, and Mr. Henry Hazlitt, contributing editor of Newsweek and editor of the Freeman. Our distinguished guest for this evening is the Honorable James G. McDonald, former United States Ambassador to Israel. The opinions expressed are necessarily those of the speakers.
Well, Mr. McDonald, it's a very great pleasure to have you on the Chronoscope program this evening. And it's especially a great pleasure to me because I remember our friendly association on the New York Times when we were both editorial writers there and had adjoining rooms. Well, I think you left sometime in about 1938. Right. And a lot of things have happened since then. The whole face of the world has changed. And you in particular have added a very rich experience. And you have been our first ambassador, this country's first ambassador to Israel. And you have been also one of the foremost Americans in support of that country. And we'd like tonight to discuss some of the problems of that country and some of the progress that it's made. So I'd like to begin by asking you the question which it seems to me most Americans are interested in and are most troubled about. And that is, do you think that Israel and the Arab states will be able to work out a real peace?
I think there will be no war between Israel and the Arab states.
The situation now is an armistice, is that what...
There is an armistice with each of the four immediate neighbors, with Egypt, with Jordan, with Syria, and with the Lebanon. But I do not anticipate that these armistices will actually be transformed into treaties of peace in the near future.
Why is that?
Because the Arabs, for the most part, see no reason for making peace. They're standing pat. And they, I think mistakenly, hope that Israel will fall of its own weight because of the vast number of Jewish immigrants that have been coming to the country and because of the economic burdens which the new state now bears.
Well, do they think that preparedness, a constant state of preparedness on the part of Israel will force those economic burdens to be heavier? Is that part of what...
Well, the preparedness burden is, of course, one thing. But beyond that, the Arabs feel that the Jews, by having brought into their country nearly 700,000 refugees, when there were only 650,000 Jews there to begin with, have taken on a burden which will be too heavy for them.
Now, sir, can you explain quickly for our audience just what the economic problem is in Israel? First, how large is Israel? Is it the size of one of our states?
Well, about the size of New Hampshire.
About the size of New Hampshire, and what is the population now?
About 1.5 million.
And that, of course, has been a rapidly growing population.
It's doubled in 4 years.
And what type of industry there? What do the people do to earn? What is the national product?
Well,
of
the product which is best known is citrus. The Israelis claim that they have the best oranges and the best grapefruit in the world. I understand that the California and Florida do not agree.
And they export citrus,
yes,
products?
Yes, that's their largest export. They export certain other specialties. But the measure of their economic, what you economists call imbalance, is the fact that their exports are only about 1/8 of their imports.
Now, and since they're now importing 8 times the value of their exports, how do they make up the difference, sir?
Well, they don't make it up at present because these imports are in large part loans or gifts. And so far as they are loans, they constitute, of course, obligations which Israel will sooner or later have to meet.
And isn't that one of the things you're interested in now and in helping to promote the sale of the bonds of the country?
Yes, one of the methods which Israel is using now to meet this imbalance is to try to sell in this country a total of $500 million worth of Israel bonds over.
We'll be right back after a few words.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All I see is the earth is brown.
Resurrected Republic, RTR Truth Media, RTRTruthMedia.com.
Okay. All right. Now, this guy that you were listening to before we went to commercial break, McDonald, right? He was the first ambassador to Israel. Let me just give you a little bit of a background. He was chairman of the board of the Foreign Policy Association, League of Nations High Commissioner for Refugees coming from Germany, member of the editorial staff in New York Times. What else was significant? There's a bunch of, Chairman Advisory Council Development Corporation for Israel. Oh, how convenient. Okay, so let's hear what this first prime minister has to say, and then we'll take some calls if you guys want. All right, go ahead and roll that.
Is to try to sell in this country a total of $500 million worth of Israel bonds over a period of 3 years. The proceeds to be used to buy American tools, machines, supplies of all sorts to undergird the economy of the new state.
Has there been any criticism to the effect that Israel has been trying to industrialize too fast? It's the most industrialized country in that area, isn't it?
Yes. There has been that criticism. But you see, if you have 650,000 Jews in Israel, as was the case to start with, you bring in within 4 years 700,000 more. Well, there has to be something for them to do. Agriculture is not sufficient and is too slow.
Can't employ them, yes.
Can't employment. And then they have to begin to do things for themselves, make their own shoes, make their own clothes, so that not everything has to be bought from the outside.
Well, do you know offhand what the percentage of the national income is from industry now as compared with agriculture, or the percentage of employment in the two? A rough idea?
I'm afraid I can't give you the figures which would be nearly enough accurate to justify presenting them here.
I'm sure, sir, that our audience would be interested in the approximate value of the American investment in Israel over the 4 years that it's been a nation. How much American money has gone into the Israel experiment?
Well, American money has gone into Israel in various forms. First place, there have been substantial United States government loans to Israel. First, a loan of $100 million from the Export-Import Bank. Subsequently, a special agricultural loan of $35 million. And more recently, a grant in aid.
You guys hear that, right? $100 million right off the bat. Right off the bat. Now, I want to ask all of my conservative friends out there, can you please define for me what the redistribution of American wealth is? I'll wait. we can finish that off in a little bit. Let's get to our caller. It just never ceases to amaze me how American conservatives can just swallow communism. Alan, West Virginia, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, listen, I was on your website. I was trying to figure out where I could download these documents, these CIA documents.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting out a video. I actually have it on my screen right now. And the links to the source at the CIA reading room will be in the description of that video. And I was trying to get it out before the show today, and I just ran out of time, but I'm putting up the finishing details on it. So the link will be in there. But you can also save those images, the ones that I created. Are you talking about doing this on a computer, right?
Yeah, I was just wanting to download the documents that was just recently, you said.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with trying to do that. But you're more than welcome. I'll help you get to that. But what I had to do is I had to go and open up, and it's basically a huge PDF, right? And in these summary reports, there's some like 300 or 400 pages per report. I had to go and start at the top.
Sin.